KJAN Sports.
It's time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Well, the girls' state softball tournament starts its week-long run today up at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. Girls' state softball tournament play today includes six games. Of course, that's if the weather cooperates today. Class 1A action will get the tournament off and running this morning. Akron Westfield will play West Harrison in an 11:30 matchup this morning that will be followed at 1:30 by New London facing Newell Fonda. Martinsdale St. Mary's will play Charter Oak Ute at 3:30, and at 5:30 it'll be Key versus Belle Plaine in Class 1A first-rounders. Class 2A first-round play this evening has Durant facing BCLUW at 7 o'clock. I-35 will face Van Meter in a 7:30 matchup this evening also in Fort Dodge. That'll round out the first day of action. The other two Class 2A first-round games will get the day started tomorrow. In high school baseball on Saturday, district baseball finals Saturday look like this. In Class 2A action first, in District 15, it was Clarinda edging Trainer 4-3 to advance to the sub-state final. In Class 2A District 16, Kemper Catholic, a winner over Missouri Valley, 16-10, the final score there. Also in Class 1A district finals on Saturday, in District 16, it was Tri-Center beating St. Albert 9-2. In District 15, Coon Rapids Bayard defeating Audubon 13-3. In District 14, Nottoway Valley moves on 9-1 over Lennox. Also in District 1, Lawton Bronson knocked out Arweva by a 6-2 final. Now some sub-state baseball action going on today in Class 1A sub-state finals tonight. Martinsdale St. Mary's will play Nottoway Valley. That's at Creston this evening. Also at Atlantic in a sub-state final, it'll be Coon Rapids Bayard facing off against Tri-Center. In a Class 2A sub-state final tonight at Harlan, Clarinda will play Kemper Catholic this evening. Also in Class 3A district play tonight, it'll be Winterset facing Glenwood, that game at Winterset. Also Harlan will play Denison in Harlan tonight in the district finals. Also in a Class 4A district matchup tonight, it'll be Lewis Central facing off against West Des Moines Valley. That game will be played in West Des Moines this evening. Those winners will all be advancing. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Ichiro Suzuki doubled, singled twice, and had another hit taken away on a replay challenge that left him six shy of 3,000 in the Miami Marlins' 6-3 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. The 42-year-old Suzuki made just his second start this month, with All-Star Marcelo Ozuna getting a day off. He's been largely reduced to pinch hitting behind a set outfield and singled in that role on Friday. Suzuki also walked, scored a run, and came up just short in his bid to beat out an infield hit. All of that in wilting 93-degree heat for a player who'd been 3-for-11 in July. Giancarlo Stanton's second double of the game drove in the go-ahead run in a two-run seventh inning against Jonathan Broxton. Christian Yelich had two hits and three RBIs as Miami took 2-of-3 for just its second series win in the last 7 years in St. Louis. Kyle Barraclough won in relief, and A.J. Ramos earned his 29th save in 30 chances this year for the Fish. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 1-0. It was Pittsburgh outlasting Washington 2-1. That game took 18 innings. The New York Mets beat Philadelphia 5-0. Atlanta downed Colorado 1-0. Arizona beat the L.A. Dodgers 6-5. Also, it was San Diego, a winner over San Francisco 5-3. In the American League yesterday, Jared Saltalamacchia hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning to give the Detroit Tigers a 4-2 victory over the Kansas City Royals Sunday. After Tyler Collins hit a leadoff single in the ninth inning, Saltalamacchia won it with a drive off Joakim Soria that easily cleared the wall in right field. The Detroit's catcher raised his right arm in celebration almost immediately as he trotted toward first base. Those were the only two RBIs of the day for Detroit. The Tigers scored their first two runs of the game on a balk and a wild pitch. Francisco Rodriguez pitched a perfect top of the ninth inning for the win. Detroit rookie Michael Fulmer allowed two runs and six hits over eight innings, as Kansas City starter Yordano Ventura allowed two runs and eight hits over seven innings of work yesterday. Elsewhere in the American League, Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 5-2. It was Cleveland downing Minnesota 6-1. The LA Angels beat the Chicago White Sox 8-1. Toronto beat Oakland 5-3. Houston 8-1 over Seattle. And the New York Yankees salvaged a game against Boston with a 3-1 Sunday victory. Just one game in interleague play yesterday, the Texas Rangers beat the Chicago Cubs by a final of 4-1 to salvage one of those games in that three-game set. Well, a first-timer beat the old-timer at Royal Troon yesterday. Sweden's Henrik Stenson claimed his first major championship as he outlasted 46-year-old Phil Mickelson in the final round of the British Open. Stenson tied a major record with a 63 that included 10 birdies and 2 bogeys. The only other player to shoot a 63 in the final round of a major was Johnny Miller at Oakmont in 1973. Stenson closed the tournament with a 20-foot birdie putt that left him with a 20-under 264 total, breaking the total scoring record for a major tournament. David Toms had a 265 total at the 2001 PGA Championship, and Greg Norman was the previous Open scoring record holder at 267 in 1993 at Royal St. George's. The turning point in the round was when Stenson sank a 50-foot birdie putt on 15 to take a two-shot lead. It helped Stenson shed the distinction of being the best current golfer without a major title. Mickelson was trying to become the second oldest British Open champion in history and the oldest since old Tom Morris in 1967. He closed with a 65 for a 17-under total, 3 strokes back in his 11th runner-up finish at a major. American J.B. Holmes fired a 69. To finish third, he was minus 6, a whopping 14 shots back of the winner. Steve Stricker was fourth at 5-under, 1 stroke better than Rory McIlroy, Sergio Garcia, and Tyrrell Hatton in action yesterday. Also in golf yesterday, Aaron Baddeley sank a 24-foot putt on the fourth playoff hole as he beat Siwoo Kim to win the PGA's Barbasol Championship Sunday at Grand National. Baddeley finished with a 5-under 66 to match Kim at 18-under. Kim shot a 63 but closed out with a bogey yesterday. And in racing news, Matt Kenseth pulled away down the stretch to win the Sprint Cup race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Martin Truex Jr. and Kyle Busch each led more than 120 laps before fading late, paving the way for Kenseth to get his second victory of the year. That win was the 38th of Kenseth's career. Tony Stewart finished second to strengthen his spot inside the top 30 in the current points standings. That is a check of sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.